0803.
Five-year-old Dechipata businessman arrested for being in possession of suspected counterfeit fertilizer. In African news, Ebola risk raised to very high in the DR Congo. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chua. A 45-year-old businessman of Chipata district has been arrested for allegedly possessing 22 bags of suspected counterfeit fertilizer. Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robertson Mwemba confirmed the incident, saying the suspect, identified as Jasfit Banda, was apprehended on May 20th at Down Shops in Chipata. Mr. Mwemba says a trader alerted officers after noticing unbranded fertilizer bags in Banda's possession. He says investigations revealed that the suspect allegedly bought the fertilizer from a truck driver through his nephew, Joseph Ashawa, with intentions to resell the product. The 22 bags of suspected counterfeit fertilizer have since been seized and are awaiting laboratory examination. Mukushi District Commissioner Jonathan Kapungwe has assured residents of Makolongo area that roads in the area will soon be graded following the release of government funding for the works. Mr. Kapungwe says government has allocated 3 million kwacha towards the grading of roads in Makolongo and surrounding areas in the district. He was responding to concerns raised by Headman Moswalo Charles over the poor state of roads in the area. Mr. Kapungwe says the planned works will help improve transportation and ease movement for residents and farmers.
Ndefwaya ukulondolo lokuti ubuteko wakwa president akainde ichilema walituma 3 million kwacha ku council ukuti laba council vese muntende Jesu ukuisa greda imisebo nindishiba kuno twalisala umusebo tulefwaya baka tuchitile grade.
The Kitwe City Council has outlined plans aimed at improving service delivery and strengthening revenue collection across the district. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Radio News, Kitwe Town Clerk Patrick Kambita said the council is focusing on enhancing efficiency in key service areas while ensuring that residents receive a value for the rates and levies they pay. Mr. Kambita said improving infrastructure maintenance Waste Management and Public Health Services remains among the council's top priorities. He added that the local authority is also working to seal revenue leakages and encourage timely payment of rates by both residents and businesses. Mr. Kambita has since urged the members of the public to cooperate with council officers and meet their obligations, saying improved compliance would enable the council to deliver more projects and better services.
Policymaker, okay, was the civic leader headed by the mayor. On the other hand, you have the executive. We are talking about officers who implement policy decision making made by council. We are on the operational side of the local authority, and so there is no time, there is no moment when the local authority ceases to operate. The day-to-day running of the institution continues whether councillors are present or there. Take for instance garbage collection. Does not require councillors to make a decision how you collect garbage.
Democratic Governance and Human Rights Advocates and National Coordinator Gerard Mutelo has called for urgent reforms to address overcrowding in Zambia's correctional facilities. Mr. Mutelo says the law enforcement agencies should complete investigations before making arrests in order to reduce unnecessary detentions. He says that some offenders, especially those involved in minor offenses, can instead serve sentences through community work. Mr. Mutelo notes that many correctional facilities were built during the colonial era and are now overstretched due to population growth. He has also urged governments to construct modern facilities and called on the judiciary to regularly inspect correctional centers and police holding cells to ensure suspects appear in court on time.
Overcrowding collection facilities, I think one of the issues that need to be looked at is one, is to ensure that issues like what the president has been saying, that law enforcement agencies must be ensuring that before they make arrests, they actually should be done with the investigations. And then another thing that can help overcrowding is to ensure that those that do certain crimes or offenses that can be used to do community work instead of keeping people at the correction facilities.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN. These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndio bwana wa mabwana. Ni phone ya wabula.
Manje, wizi walola Max Mwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Unganikale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Max Simwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, mitengo, zama order, zamene tarandira, ife, pa Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg delele, 250. 50 kg katapa, 100 kwacha. 50 kg impua, 250. 50 kg ondwe, 130. 50 kg chihuahua, 130. 50 kg kalembula, 120. 50 kg lumanda, 150. 50 kg mupilu, 150.